I'm Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, September 25th. After meeting with Elon Musk, the Prime Minister of Thailand says that Tesla is reportedly considering building an electric vehicle factory in the country. On top of that, he told reporters that he expects Tesla, Microsoft, and Google to invest $5 billion in the country. Thailand is already one of the biggest vehicle assembly hubs in Asia, with up to 2 million vehicles produced locally per year. Tesla plans to ramp up vehicle production to 20 million vehicles a year by the year 2030, and they will need several factories, perhaps in Thailand, to make that happen. Now, for domestic purposes, the Thai auto market is more significant than people would think. However, most of those vehicles are not in the same price range as Tesla. Tesla has released an update with progress on its Optimus humanoid robot with a video that kind of looks like CGI. The robot stands in place without tethers or human intervention and can be seen sorting items on a table in front of it, even with human interference in the process. A robot is shown to be doing motions that mimic stretching and a standing yoga pose. Now, the word namaste is shown on the screen, and personally I find that a bit objectionable, but now is not the time. The video shows that Tesla is again making progress with the Tesla bot, which looks more refined in this update. The mechanics look more stable, with the prototype balancing on one foot. Now, there's no clear timeline for bringing this product to market, but we do know that Tesla expects to use it first in its own operations before releasing it to the public. A new study shows the top two vehicles that are being traded in to purchase a Model 3. The data was provided by CarMax, which shows that the Honda Civic and the Toyota Tacoma are the two most popular vehicles to be traded. Now, the Civic is much more closer in size, but the Tacoma is a full-size pickup truck and is quite surprising as a trade-in for an electric sedan. Now, it's also important to note that the used EV market is still quite young and inventory is still limited. It should become a much more interesting market to dive into once there are more than a couple of volume electric vehicles for sale, which fortunately is happening quite soon with a recent push back in 2022. Way back in 22. The Fastlane Truck YouTube channel put the Chevy Silverado EV in a towing test against the Ford F-150, but it's the gas version, so it's not exactly all that great of a test. The trucks underwent real-world towing endurance challenges with 6,500 pounds loaded in identical trailers. After 82 miles, the Silverado EV read that it had around 1.1 miles per kilowatt hour in average efficiency. In the end, the team took the trucks 232 miles. The biggest complaint on the towing test with the Silverado EV was the lack of pull-through chargers that were available. Other than that, Silverado did pretty well as an impressive towing-capable electric truck, again, in a limited test. With plans to go 100% electric in Europe by the year 2030, Nissan is previewing its future lineup with a sporty urban EV concept. Also, by the year 2028, Nissan aims to launch solid-state batteries, but back to usable information, a performance-oriented Ariya EV with several Nismo-like features was spotted last week, suggesting the performance brand will become more involved in the electric era. Nissan plans to launch 19 fully electric vehicles by the year 2030, and two new EVs have been confirmed for Europe, including a new compact entry-level EV to succeed the Nissan Micra. Last month, Nissan previewed three new all-electric models for the U.S. dealers, including a Leaf successor and a performance sedan that could replace the Maxima. In today's community comment found on YouTube, most of you wished me well and welcome back the regular updates. Thank you for that. I really appreciate your support. If you'd like to support the channel further, you can click like, leave any comment, subscribe, or share it with a friend. As always, I would recommend not clicking the notification bell icon because I believe that you deserve some peace of mind, and I don't want to be the face that harasses you to give that up. Thanks for watching Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.